Thursday, the 12th of March, Tess Zion Adar, Rabbi David Stern, Nachatit Tashekel.
Good morning. Today, being Tess Zion Adar, it's the first yahrzeit of my late brother-in-law, Ben Zichron Brochus. I'd like to dedicate the shiur in the Torah that we'll be learning this morning, Lilu Nishmasa, Lilu Nishmas Rabbim Tzion, Ben Bavon Moshe Halevi. The Mishnah in Shkolim, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, teaches us that there were various dates during Adar. The first of Adar, they would announce the requirement to bring half a shekel, and then on the 15th of Adar, they would sit at tables. On the 25th, they would move into the Mikdash, and they would take mashkoinas from people, collateral security, to ensure that they contribute their machzah shekel. So the Mishnah says, who esmi memashkinin, whom is one memashkin in order to enforce their giving of the machzah shekel? Levi, Yisraelim, Geirim, Avodim, Shechorim. Avoloi, Noshim, Vavodim, Uktanim. One doesn't force women, Avodim, Knanim, Uktanim, to donate towards the machzah shekel. Now, the subject of what exactly is meant by Ktanim is a matter of debate. The Baal Tanura says Ktanim over here doesn't actually mean minors, like normally Ktanim means. Ktanim means afilu hevi shtei saros, even an adult who's brought shtei saros, he's over bar mitzvah. But v'hu pochos miben esrim, if he is under the age of 20, he is potter from giving machzah shekel. The reason for this is that Baal Tanura Tesiyom explains, bases himself on the pasuk in this week's parasha, which says, "Kol over al apkudim miben esrim shana v'mala yitein trumas Hashem." Rashi, of course, teaches us that it says three times trumas Hashem in the parasha. One of them referring to the annual donation of a machzah shekel, which was a mitzvah l'doros that everyone would have to contribute towards the purchase of korbanos tzibur for the coming year. And the pasuk seems to say it's only from the age of 20 and upwards. The Baal Tanura says that ketanim referred to in the Mishnah refers to those above the age of 13, even, but beneath the age of 20. However, the Tosfos Yom Tov later on, Mishnah Hay, questions this Baal Tanura, and in fact he quotes the Yerushalmi and the Rambam, the Ramban Alater and the Rambam explicitly, both over here in Parashat Mishnayos and in Sefer Yad HaChazaka, that all over bar mitzvah age children are mechuyev, like any mitzvah in the Torah, they're mechuyev to give machzah shekel. When the Mishnah excludes ketanim, it means literally ketanim minus. Either pasuk seems to say kol avim, so he says that. You see, it depends. There's two pasukim. The earlier pasuk says zeh yitnu kol over apkudim machzah shekel b'sheir kodesh esrim geiru hashekel machzah shekel truma l'Hashem. There's no mention over there of an age, minimum age requirement of investment shon of amala. The next pasuk says investment amazing shon of Hashem. Now, of course, there are two trumas Hashem. So the question is, which pasuk is referring to which donation? Because there was the trumas adonim, which was of course the one-time truma at the time of the building of the Mishkan. Then there's the annual machzah shekel. So he says that the Rambam and others learned that the age of investment shon of amala was then for the trumas adonim, but the annual donation is referred to in the pasuk of Zeh Yitnu, and there's no requirement of being 20. And indeed, any godoil is mechuyev, and that's how we paskin, comes to Rambam, is mechuyev to give machzah shekel. Only ketanim are excluded. Okay. Now the next, not the next Mishnah, the Mishnah later on, in Perek Hay, goes on to say that afal pi she'omru, although they have said that ein memashkinim noshim v'avodim uketanim, one doesn't enforce and take collateral from women, avodim, and ketanim, in shoklu, but if they chose voluntarily to donate towards the machzah shekel, mekablim miyodon, all donations graciously accepted. So in shoklu, if they choose to donate, mekablim miyodon. The Matanura here has a commentary, a line, where he says, ubitnai, this is, we'll accept it from them, but on condition, sheyimsurum letzibur legamra, that they fully hand it over to the public. Ki hecha deloy lehev a korban tzibur koreg mishal yochid. So it's to ensure that there shall not be a situation where a korban tzibur is being purchased from private funds. I understand that to mean as follows. It's based on a Gemara in Menachos that the money was used to buy Karbonos Tzibur. The Karbonos Tzibur had to be, they had to belong to the entire Klal Yisrael, they had to be public funds. Somebody gives a donation where he says, you know, you can buy a carbon, but, you know, he's the owner, he's the donor, but it's his carbon, that would be ineligible to be used as a carbon carbon, as a carbon tzibur. Now, ordinarily, a person who's mechuyev to give a machzor shekel doesn't have to be moiser at litzibur with any particular intention. The mere fact that the Torah has mandated him to donate a machzor shekel, on the contrary, the problem is getting it out of him. So you're mamashkin him in order to make sure it's done. But once you get it out of him, it automatically will be public funds, because that is the mitzvah of machzor shekel, it becomes public funds. But he who is not mechuyev to give machzor shekel, like noshim avodim uktanim, even if they were to donate it, it could still remain, as it were, theirs. They would still be the owners of it, even though they allow you to buy something with it, but it would lack in its being public, in being called tzibur. So they have to be meister at litzibur. I'm giving it to the tzibur, it now belongs to the whole of Klal Yisrael, it belongs to the tzibur, and only then can we go and purchase from its korbanos tzibur. Now, that being the case, the Achronim grapple with the following question. The Mishnah says that these ketanim who won is not a mashkin, but if they give, will accept. Now the question is, who is being referred to over here? So according to the Baal Tanura, it's okay, because we're talking about, we said, seniors, adults, who are under the age of 20, they're not mechuyev to give, but if they wish to give, as long as they're making it and they're moister it, the tzibur will be able to use those monies to buy korbanos tzibur, no problem. But according to the Shitzur Rambam, which Tosfos Yom Tov quotes, we're referring to ketanim. Now we know that ketanim ain't on bahakno. A katan cannot be makna. He can't do hakno. You'll be familiar with the famous Gemara which we paskin in Sukkah, that on the first day of Sukkot one shouldn't give one's lulav before one has been yotzei oneself to a katan, because then without a cheres makna he can be koinit, but he will not be able to be maknit back to you, and it'll be lacking in lochem. A katan cannot be makna. So the Achorin in the Ketzos Achoshen, the Simarei Shalamet Hei, Sivkot and Dalet, the Mechus Chinuch over here in this week's Parsha, the Shara Melech in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph Mishkolim, the Avnei Miluim, which is also the author of the Ketzos Achoshen, Simchav Ches, the Islamet Gimel, they all question how, according to Shittas Rambam, can the Mishnah say that in Shoklu, Mekabli Miyodan, if we're dealing with Ketanim, how can Ketanim be Makne in Machta Shekel to the Tzibur? They're not Baraknot. So I'd like to go through today, Be'ez Hashem, two answers which the Achronim discuss. The first is the Ketzos. So the Ketzos says that it's evident that we'll have to explain this Mishnah, according to Shitzur Rambam, according to those Rishonim who say that Kinyan Derabonon Mahani L'Da'oraisa. That means as follows. Although we have said that a cotton cannot be makna, that's Min HaTorah, a cotton cannot be makna. But there is Gemara which discusses a cotton shehigia lepu'utos. He reaches a certain level of maturity, which in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshe Mishpat, Simarei Shalamatei, is described as being a 6-year-old, if he's Yodea, B'tiv, Maso, Matan, or a 10-year-old, as long as he's not a Shoita, any 10-year-old is a Gia lo'inus pu'utos. Mitakonat chachomim, these children, Mekchon Mekach, Memkora Memkar, they can be Makhna. So, there is Midrabonon, the possibility of a child being makna. The problem is that one needs over here that these monies should belong to the tzibur min haTorah, obviously, because we were going to buy korbanos for the mizbeach, they need to be belong to the tzibur min haTorah. Says the Ketzos that there are many rishonim who hold that although the efficacy of a kinyan is only originally a rabbinic ordinance, it's only midrabanon, but nevertheless, kinyan derabanon can help that it should be considered. After the kingdom is taken place, you can consider the recipient, even the deraita, even for matters pertaining to the deraita, which means that if the recipient of a cotton shigia leputas gives something to a man, he would then be mekadosh and isha with it. This lady would be considered an ishus ish min haTorah. If somebody were to be mezana with her subsequently, we would put him to death. Because although it only became his midrabonon, now that the rabbonon has said that it's his, it's considered his even for matters pertaining to the right. The reasoning, of course, for this, the Ketzos said, is based on the well-known story that Hefker, Bezdin Hefker, and that Bezdin have a koyach to be maskir somebody's ownership over his money. So Bezdin said that if a katan does a kinyan once he's reached this age, we remove his ownership of the money, and it now becomes the recipient. That's the takanas chomim. The hefker bezdin hefker. They can say that the money becomes the recipient, and therefore, although min haTorah there is no such kinyan, now that they have said it becomes the recipient, it's his for all purposes midaraita as well. In Simchas Ches in Eben Ezer, this is brought down in a slightly different version. If a man has a debt owing to him and goes to a lady in the presence of the three of them, he, his debtor, and the lady, b'ma'amat shloshtom, and he says that the debt that you owe me, I want you to give this lady. So there's a debate over there whether she's Mugadeshas or not. Now, Ma'amat Shloshton is only a kinyan drabono. You don't actually do any hagbor, you don't actually do any kinyan deraisa. Ma'amat Shloshton is a kinyan drabono. So there are those who say that a kinyan drabono, she cannot be Mugadeshas. She can be Mugadeshas midrabono, but she cannot be Mugadeshas midraisa to put her boil to death, etc. But the Beseitah over there, that's Rabbi Yeruchim Shitta, the Beseitah over there says no. But now that the Rabbonon have said the Ma'amat Shloshton one is kinyan, so the money is hers, even to make her Mekudesh Midaraisa, and the Ketzois says that that is the Shitta of other Rishonim as well. Can't remember off the top of my head. But conversely, Rashi holds, he says that King Rabbanon doesn't help for the Raisa. So the Ketzois says that this Mishnah, according to Shitta Ram, can be understood, wrote the Shitta, that King Rabbanon is Mahanah Lederaisa. The problem which I had with that, I don't know if the Ketzois is Ma'ur, that is that what the Gemara Sukkah says, that you shouldn't give your luluv to a cotton because you won't be able to be making it back to you. You won't be able to fulfill your mitzvah deraisa. Now, those Rishonim who hold kinyan drabonah mahalah deraisa are particular to explain the ritzvah there in Sukkah, that we're talking about a minor who is younger than the age of 6. Because if he's of the age where he's giyah leputos and he could do a kinyan drabonah, then it would become yours even to fulfill a mitzvah deraisa with it. But the Rambam writes over there that we're talking about any minor, any cotton, you shouldn't give your luluf to because you won't be able to mark it to. So the Chorus mashma clearly that the Rambam holds that a kinyan drabonon remains only that, a kinyan drabonon, and it doesn't, we don't consider it yours for purposes of the Raisa. So how can the Ketzos explain the Rambam's explanation of this mitzvah of mekablim me'aktanim to be based on the shit of kinyan drabonon mahalad Raisa when the Chorus the Rambam doesn't hold that kinyan drabonon is mahalad Raisa? So there is another answer which Shara Melech gives. Shara Melech suggests the following answer. He says that midoraisa, in fact, you wouldn't need the cotton to be moiseret to the tibur at all. Rav Nura says b'tnai sheyimseret the tibur. He says midoraisa, in fact, that's not necessary at all, because midoraisa, he says, the majority of shkolim collected, of course, belonged to gedolim, so it was public, it was mom and tibur. There is a minority of those few ketanim who were impelled to donate, felt that they wanted to donate, which midoraisa we're going to say they cannot actually be matkana to the tibur, so it remains really their money, but they've handed it over to the gizbor. So he says that there's halacha min haTorah of bittul chad betray bottle. When we're dealing with Yovash, it's chad betray bottle. Then we need 60. There's halacha of bittul. So he says min haTorah. Once the money is handed over to the gizbor, it now mixes in the big lishka over there with all the other monies. You can't tell which is the cotton's money, which is the other monies. The majority is monies which gedolim have donated, which is mom and sibul. So the minority of the cotton's money becomes bottle barayv, and therefore can be used to purchase kabonos. And those kabonos will be considered public kabonos because although they were purchased partially with money belonging to yechidim, to individuals, to ketanim, but those monies were bottle baroiv. Midaraisa, it's not even necessary for them bechlal to be makin it to the tzibur. However, as Dudi says, it's not clear that bittul applies across the board. There are certain instances where things are not bottled. One of the primary examples is a dover choshev. A dover choshev is not bottled. A chatich or ruyu liskabed is not bottled. A dover shibaminyan is not bottled. And money, matbea, is considered a dover choshev, matbea is not bottle. So how can the Shara Melech say that you wouldn't need a kinyan it's bottle? So the Shara Melech says that this whole concept of a dover choshev not being bottle is only a concept midrabanan. Midaraisa doesn't exist. Midaraisa everything is bottle. All those simonim shulchan aruch which deal with things which are not bottle, dover shemingin, etc., all midrabanan. So he says, now very gishmak. Midaraisa, the matveya's bottle. So even if it doesn't belong technically to the tzibur, but it was bottled in the road money, it still belongs to the tzibur. It's only midrabbanon that actually still belongs to the kotzen, because rabbanon didn't allow bittul to take place on a dovah choshev. No, but midrabbanon, as long as he's gialo in his foot, if he's actually succeeded in transferring the ownership to the tzibur. So midrabbanon, it actually belongs to the tzibur. Midaraisa, it doesn't need to belong to the tzibur midaraisa. So you've taken care of both areas. Midaraisa, it works within bittul, and midrabbanon, the kingdom was successful. That is the mahalach of the Shana Melech. But the Avnei Miluim, when he quotes the Shana Melech and the Meches Chinuch also, they say that they don't understand the Shana Melech. It's very perplexing. Because there's a Gemara in Beitzah Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara there is discussing Yoni Tchumim, but I'll just take out the line which is pertinent to this. The Gemara says as follows: Hareishin is Arav Loi Kav Chitim Basor Kavim Chitim Shel Chavera. Imagine somebody, right, he has a kav, a certain measure of chitim, and it got mixed up with 10 kavim of chitim of his friend. Says the Gemara over there, Yoichal halo v'chodi, can his friend go and eat all 11 kavim and rejoice? He hit the jackpot. That means, is there a halacha of bittul? You lose some money, you have some money, it fell into my purse, and now it's mixed up, I don't know which is your pound coin and which is mine, I've got 10 pound coins there, this is the 11th, you mixed up. So you say, oh, listen, I'm not going to hand you back a pound coin, bittul! It's all mine. Yerecha Allah v'chodi. That cannot be so. So Rashi explains later on in the Amud there. Rashi says as follows. Isura omar abonan debatul baruba. Isurim a bottle. Piece of chazir. Falls into a kosher pot of kosher meat. It becomes a bottle. You can consume the entire pot. Av memoina loy bottle mu'ud barov. Liyos konu momoin ha mu'ud. Liba Allah shom baruba. By money, there's no such thing as a loss of ownership to the owner of the minority money, which has become mixed with a majority belonging to another person. There's no such thing as a loss of ownership. Bittul applies to Isurim. Bittul doesn't apply to Momonos. So how can the Shah HaMelech say that Min HaTorah, there's no problem because the donation of the cotton, though it doesn't belong to Hekdesh, but it would be possible that Hekdesh could use it anyway because what? It's his money? It's no longer his money. It's become mixed with the money. Public funds have become bottle. You can't say bittul and momonos, it still is money. If you were to knock on the door of Hekdesh Min HaTorah, you could still say, hello, remember that thing that I gave you, that donation that I gave you, I want it back. It was Min HaTorah, I never actually did transfer the ownership to you, I couldn't. You can't, they wouldn't be able to turn around and say, hello, it's become bottle. There's no bittul and momonos. So how can the Shara Melech say that the way the Mishnah is working, according to Shitzer Rambam, Shoklu, Mekablin Mehen, that we're dealing with Ketanim minors below the age of 13, it works, means in bittul there is no bittul and momonos. And Mr. Chinuch adds, interestingly, he adds that Ubazeh, he says, Yishvuhu Achroinim, with this Gemara and Beitza, the Achroinim are known to have been the Yash of the well-known Kasha of Tosis in Timur and Daf Chof Aleph Omid Beit, where Tosis over there discusses the Mishnah there. The Mishnah says that if a Prut of Hekdesh falls into a purse of other Prutus, so Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah over there says that the first Pruta that the person takes out to spend, he's moil. Although it's not certain, but it's a sophic, but we keep all sophic amila, it's also amila. So Tosafot says they're tamer. The prut of Hekdesh falls into a purse of prutas, your moil if you take out a coin. Libotl baruba, let it be botl barayv. Says the Meches Chinuch, as if Tosafot maybe didn't see this command of Lamed Ches, but he says the Meches Chinuch, the Achroinim of course answer that Tosafot's kash is not shmir, because money is not botl barayv. Of course that begs the question, what was Tosafot's question? Maybe we'll come to that later, but the Mechitzin says that you say that money is not bottle, which is why the Kash of Tosin and Tumur is not Shver. You're of course moiled because money cannot become bottle. In which case, he says, the Shara Melech's answer is difficult. How can the Shara Melech suggest that money belonging to the cotton could be used Min HaTorah to buy Korban a Tzibur because of bittul? There is no bittul on Momonos. But I saw in the Magia of the Avnei Miluim, the Choisam, he quotes a Bikura Yaakov, which Al-Khayru would explain the position of the Shara Melech. The Bikura Yaakov is in Hilchas Lulav, in Siman Tov Reish Mem Tes, Ois Yud Aluf. So he says as follows, in this Arev Hadas Gozul Ba'acheru, somebody stole a Hadas, and it got mixed up with two of his own Adasim, right? We need three Adasim. He had two, didn't have a third, so he went to his friends, he nicked his Adas, mixed them up as well. And now, he's got a Hadas HaGozel, mixed the two of his own. Can he, right now, on first day of Yom Tov, I'm not going into Erev Mitzvah about very now, but on the first day of Yom Tov, it needs to be Lochem. Lochem, this third Hadas, wherever it is over here, isn't Lochem. Can he be Yotze with this Hadas? Says the Bikur Yaakov, Avdel inyan mamon lo shayach bitul, kidomin on beit taflam chesel me beit, mishin is out like kav chitim, yoichal alo v'chodi, ayin shom. Although of course I acknowledge the Gemara and Beitza, there's no bitul on money, mikol mokam he says, kivin de lo shayach hashova b'hadas atzmoy, it's not shayach to do a hashava on the hadas itself. There's no requirement, I think he means, to do a hashava on the hadas itself. Rak domim hu shechayv, he is now only required to repay the monetary value of the hadas. K'moy b'gzeilo shenev, the like, for example, he says, with a gzeilo which will have become lost, where you don't have the gzeilo available to return, you are only responsible to return its value. Yeshloima de yotze. And he concludes, he goes on, but he concludes, Lefichach yotze, boy, that's the position of the Gur Yaakov. You're yotze with hadas hagozel shenis arev. What does he mean? What does he mean? L'chayra, he means as follows. With any item, there are always two things to consider. There is the actual chafetz itself, right? So this telephone over here, there's the actual telephone itself. And then, of course, the demei ha-chefetz, the value. So the Bikur Yaakov says that the Gemara in Beitza, which teaches us that money does not become bottled, does not mean to teach us that the chefetz, there's no bitl on the chefetz. And indeed, I was repeating this to somebody last night, and he pointed out to me that Chaya Kuntub Bikur Yaakov, forgetting whether you can be guilty with this hadas or not, it emerges that you steal a hadas and you mix it up with hadasim of your own, and it's now not discernible which is the one you stole and which were your own, and there was a majority of your own. If the owner were to come and say, please give me back a hadas, you would be able to say to him, I'm sorry, it became bottle baroiv, I don't have to give you back a hadas. I do have to give you back the value of the hadas that I stole, but the actual chefetz, there's no bitl on the demea chefetz, that can never become bottle. You steal a bottle, money, you never lose, like Rashi says, your ownership of money, that means the monetary value of the chefetz you don't use the ownership of. But the actual chefetz itself becomes bach like by Isurim. That's what the Bikur Yaakov says. And Mele, he says that as far as being yotze with this hadas, you can be yotze because it's your hadas. No, you have now a debt to the person you stole the hadas from. You have a debt. But it's no different, he says, to a gzela, which will become lost, where you're not required anymore to return the chefetz, it's no longer be'en, only kishas gzela. So similarly, here it is be'en, but it's become bottle. The bittle creates a situation where it's, as it were, no longer be'en. In fact, that's what bittle always is. It's no longer be'en. It's not nikah, it's not be'en, it's not here anymore, it's bottle. The chefetz itself is bottle. The value of the chefetz can never be bottle. That still remains always owing. That's what the Bikur Yaakov says. So l'cha'ira, that can explain the... Oh, just one more thing. So the Bikur Yaakov says, a proof to my vot is the kasha of Tosfos in Tumah Dachos Aleph Amud Beis. Tosfos over there says that the Mishnah says if a pruta of hektish falls into a kiss of our money, so Rabbi Kiva the Mishnah says if you take one coin from that kiss, you're now moil. So he says, why are you moil? You bottle beruba. So the Michas Chinuch says that the Achrayim say it's not shneh because money's not bottled. Says the Kur Yaakov Pung Fakev. What's Tosfos asking? I money's not bottled. The Tosfos, you see in Tosfos the Avada, the Pruta itself is now bottled. This Pruta, or any Pruta that you take, question of Tosfos over there, is no longer Pruta Shel Hekdesh. Of course, you now owe Hekdesh a Pruta because you have in your purse the value of a Pruta which belongs to Hekdesh. So you're going to have to give Hekdesh a Pruta, but any specific Pruta in this kiss, says the Kur Yaakov, that's what Tosfos means to ask there, is bottle barayv. It's no longer hekdesh. The chefetz has lost its identity. Like any always is bittle, it loses its identity. Here's what, it loses its own identity. Even if the identity of here being a ownership of a particular person, it loses its identity. So That will explain to us the position of the Shaar HaMelech. Shaar HaMelech says that how can a kohen hand over Mekabel Miyod, how can he hand over Machzah Shekel to Hekdesh? He's not a Baal HaKnah. And L'chaira, Shitz HaRambam is that even though this kinyan works with Rabbanon, a king Rabbanon cannot help with the rice, like the Rabbanon partners by Lulav, even Kohen Shigia Leputus, you cannot. So the Shaar HaMelech says, it works with Din Bittul. So the Avnei Meluim questions, how can it work with Din Bittul? There's no Bittul on Mominus. The Shaar HaMelech will perhaps learn out the Bikur Yaakov, that the Gemara never meant to say that there's no Bittul on the Chefetz. The Chefetz is Avad Bottle. It loses its identity. The Chefetz, now, the money, the coin, the shekel, the Machzah shekel that the child has handed over, will become Bottle in the Roiv monies which do belong to Tzibur, will lose its identity, will no longer be considered a coin belonging to the Kotum, and therefore will become now public money. The Gizba on behalf of Hekdesh will be Zechen, it's no longer, the actual coin itself is no longer considered to be belonging to the child. The Gizba can now be Zechen in it on behalf of Hekdesh and can use it to purchase Kabonis Tzibur. I, the Gemara in Lamed Chesed and Beis, and Beitza says that money is not bottle. True, the value of the money will never be bottled, so the value of the money will always remain the child. So notionally, if Hekdesh were to have stolen it, they would be required to repay the child's value, but here of course they wouldn't have to do so because the child would be making it to them. So Midrabonon, he actually was making it to them, and it's actually theirs Midrabonon as well, even though Midaraisa didn't become theirs. But Akoponim Midaraisa, they don't own anything because he's not asking for it back because he's happy to give it to them. The problem was, how can he actually affect the king? How can he be moister at Litzibur? Says the Shaman, he doesn't need to be moister at Litzibur. Once he gives it to them, it becomes bottle the rope. I money is not bottle, the chefetz of the money is bottle, its value is never bottle. But that doesn't disturb us using the actual coin to purchase Kabbalah Tzibur. So Midaraita we're taking care of, that you can use the coin within Bittul, because the Chavit has become Bottle. To the extent that it would still be owed to the cotton, that's not a concern in any event, because the cotton Midrabon has after all been mucking itself in any event, so we don't owe him for its value. The Avnei Miluim, who questions the Shaar HaMelech, the Chor goes L'Shitosa, and Shev Shmaitza, and Shmaitza Vov, Perik Dalad, right? All the same author, the Ketzos and Rosh Lamateid, Avnei Meluim, Simon Chofches, and Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Vav, all by the same author, go L'Shitosom, who he questions Tosas and Temura, how could Tosas say it's Bottle Baroiv, L'Chor, and money's not Bottle, and because of that, he's got a different Shat and Tosas over there. Hekdesh works differently, the ownership of Hekdesh is resultant from the Issa, but it doesn't actually belong to Hekdesh in the first place, only as a result of a Shem Hekdesh, and that can become Bottle. That's how he explains Tosafot over there. But he goes, L'Shitosa, that which the Gemara Beitza says that money is not bottle means that even Chavit is not bottle. There's no bittul at all on money. But the Kuriyakim says, no, that the Chavit itself does become bottle. You can be Yaitza with a Havas HaGozul. And who are then? The Shaar HaMelech will go like the shit of the Kuriyakim, that the money of the cotton becomes bottle over, and that's why, that's how Bezdin can use it, the giver could use it to purchase Kabbalah Tzibur. So just to summarize, we had the Machlokes Batnura and the Rambam, where the Ketanim means literally Ketanim, Batnura says it actually means Gedolim beneath the age of Esrim. According to him, it's Poshuk how they can be Maknit to the Tzibur. The Rambam's view was that it means literally minus, the difficulty was Hakim and Kabbalah, they cannot be most of the Tzibur. So the Ketanim says they can work with King Rabbanim Hamad Raisa. The problem here is that the Rambam's view itself is you don't say King Rabbanim Hamad Raisa by the case of Lulav. So the Shaar HaMelech says it works with Bittul. The Ketzai says there's no Bittul on Mominus. So we're saying with the Bikur Yaakov that there is Bittul on the Chesed, just not on the value. You can explain, understand the Shaar HaMelech.